From Deer Run to Cypress Point, Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio, Sirius 208 XM 93, your destination for golf.
Final time back with you, talking the tour on this Friday. Will Haskett in for John Swantek. The boys' marathon coverage today on PGATour.com. Our live play-by-play coverage here on PGA Tour Radio starts at the top of the hour. Bonus coverage, though, for you here in this final hour of Talk of the Tour. Back out to Doug Bell.
Rory McIlroy on the tee at the par 3 eighth, 187 yards. Back right-hand corner. It was front yesterday. Moving from left to right, middle of the green. Spins back ever so slightly. Another birdie chance for Rory about 30 feet away here, number eight.
Well, it's a good front nine finish for him. He's one under on that front after that disastrous 7 over 43 on the back. We're talking with Brian Loren, Executive Director of the Ohio Turfgrass Foundation. And I want to plug something that you guys have going on right now. You can go to ohioturfgrass.org for the website, but bucksforturf.org, did I get that right?
You got it.
Is the fundraiser. We're raising money. You guys give a lot of scholarships to those who want to get into the business, especially in the area. You can go there, and the links will take you to an opportunity for you to bid on a number of awesome items. Both of the golf courses in the U.S. Open qualifier here in the Columbus area on Monday, Brookside Golf and Country Club and legendary Scioto Country Club, both up for sale. You can get a threesome or foursome for golf there. You got some lawn care service things in here. You can go play Firestone. You can go play Highland Meadows, where they have the Jamie Farr stop on the LPGA. So in a lot of great places, go to bucksforturf.org. The money from these auctions, you can not only play some great golf here in the Midwest, but tell them what the money goes towards to help out what you guys are doing.
Yeah, our mission is we support research and education, obviously, in the turfgrass community. We are the primary source of funding for the research facility at Ohio State. We actually built a research facility back in the mid-90s where the turf team at Ohio State does all their research, where they bring students out to learn more about turf grass management. So a lot of our money goes towards supporting that facility, as well as we give roughly $20,000 a year in scholarships for students pursuing careers in turf grass management.
More with Brian in a second. Out to John McGinnis.
Phil Mickelson set to play, left center of the fairway here at 9, left-hand hole location, down the hill, just a wedge. Phil hoists this into the air, a little bit right of the hole, fading a bit though, lands it beyond the hole and pulls the string back down to about 8 feet. And Phil Mickelson will have that, shoot 2 under par 70 here in the second round, and decidedly end his round a lot better than he ended it yesterday.
Yeah, I would say so. Bogey, double, double was the finish yesterday. You played at Ohio State, so you had a chance to interact with Jack's tournament, Jack's golf course. I know in talking with Coach Dar yesterday, the guys get out here and play a couple of times. Your thoughts on this venue? You've seen a lot of the great golf courses in this country, and this is an underrated state, I think, nationally when it comes to the quality of golf courses, especially here in the Columbus area. But boy, what a week to have the spotlight on Midwest golf at Jack's Place.
Yeah, and I would use the term played at Ohio State quite loosely. I practiced a whole lot at Ohio State. But, the state of Ohio just has some amazing golf courses. I know you mentioned earlier in the week, per capita, Columbus has some of the best golf courses in the country, and you're right. But, you know, this week is just, it's a blast. The community really supports this event, looks forward to it every year to come out and get together, and you know, Friday afternoons pretty much stalwart on most people's calendar to come out and make sure they're here supporting the event. Does a lot of great things in the community as far as nonprofit charities that this tournament supports, and golf course is just, it's phenomenal. I mean, it's one of my favorites. Paul Lashaw does a wonderful job in maintaining this golf course, and you know, the 72 some other superintendents and assistant superintendents volunteering this week to get it in shape. They do a wonderful job, and the guys are raving about it, so it's exciting stuff.
Well, expand on that, because you're working with a lot of the guys in the state. How many of them come together on a week like this to help make sure that this tournament goes off without a hitch?
Yeah, you know, I sent one of my guys a text message earlier just asking how many volunteers Paul has on staff, and superintendents or assistant superintendents, not just in Ohio, but throughout the region. He's got 72 volunteers helping him out this week.
Wow. So, I mean, these are guys that would be running their own golf course somewhere, like in the superintendent of your club would pack up and go for a week and help out the guys at wherever that PGA Tour stop is, as we have this week.
Yeah, exactly. You know, guys kind of drop what they're doing at their facility, come over and lend a hand, because, like I said earlier, I mean, these guys spend a ton of hours out here. It takes a lot of manpower to put something on like this. So, the turf grass industry and the golf part of it specifically, It's very unique in that they'll do anything for one another. So you could have golf courses that compete with one another for revenue, just a couple miles away from one another. But if one guy has an air fryer breakdown or an irrigation problem or something like that, and they pick up the horn and they call their peer, you know, at the course next door, they will always drop what they're doing and go over and lend a hand with their, you know, their fellow superintendent, because, you know, they are all going through it. They understand how much it takes, the demands. It's fun to be a part of that and that camaraderie.
When was the last time you cut a green?
You know when the last time I cut it. Probably
10 years ago.
It's been a little while, but yeah, I think I may have 10 years ago probably.
Get out now and just kind of experiment and have some fun or anything?
It's been a little while. I try to. They don't give me those things, even though I've got some of that background. They keep me in the office and make sure we're still supporting what, you know, our mission's all about.
Let's go back to Doug Bell.
Now putting for birdie here at number 8, Roy McIlroy, 30 feet for 2 in a row. Uphill putt, left right breaker. Big gallery will explode. Here it comes on the way, tracking to the cup on a good line, getting closer. Oh, stays right in the left edge. Very close. Well done. So McIlroy taps in for the par to stay 3 under, 6 over for the day, 1 hole to play.
And 4 back of Paul Casey as we're just seconds away from our live play-by-play coverage, which means we're wrapping up with Brian Loren, Executive Director of the Ohio Turfgrass Foundation. Again, bucksforturf.org is the spot to go if you want to be a part of that auction and check out all the great ways that you can play golf in the state of Ohio and support a great cause. Finally, I got to get it. Your favorite hole here at Muirfield Village?
14. 14's a fantastic hole. I love the way that they played it during the President's Cup. Yeah. Risk-reward, you could drive it. I absolutely love that hole. Love that hole.
All right, bucksforturf.org. Bidding closes?
Depends on the item. So most of them will close towards the end of June.
Okay, so you get some time. Bucksforturf.org. Bid on some great things and help support the golf community, the turfgrass community here in Ohio. Brian, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate it.
You want to go drive a golf course with me?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go watch some Paul Casey. We're going to go follow Paul Casey around. You can hear me. You can hear Doug, John, Earl, Carney, the rest of the gang. Our live play-by-play coverage coming up in just a couple of seconds. My thanks to a loaded show today here on Talk of the Tour. Jonathan Waller, Equipment Insider, Mark Jordan of the GCSAA, Lance Ringler from Golf Week. We heard from Carney. My thanks also to Brian Laurent. Let's watch some golf. It's going to be a fun Friday here for Muirfield Village Golf Club. Jack's tournament winding down in day number 2, and our live play-by-play coverage comes your way next. I'll talk to you on Monday on Talk of the Tour. It's U.S. Open qualifying day. We're going to cover the busiest day in golf on Monday. We'll talk to you then.
This broadcast and all associated rights, including copyright, are owned exclusively by the PGA Tour and may not be used in whole or in part without the prior written permission of the PGA Tour.